the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Macaque, or do you want to talk about affordable destinations?
Could you put them both together? Put the first one after affordable and just drop destinations. How about that? A little brain teaser for you.
I got it too. I don't know. I mean, if you brought up macaque,
like, we would have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Why would you not bring up macaque?
I don't know. All right.
Yeah. As long as it's that particular bird. Is that a bird, right? Or a monkey?
It's a monkey.
I thought it was a bird. What is the bird?
A bird is, well, there's several. I mean, you have the tits. Like,
that's what they were.
The blue tits, or the cutest little bird you've ever seen.
They're Japanese, right?
I believe so.
But I thought macaque was a bird.
I don't want to be
inappropriate
because this is a baby macaque that is very famous.
I'm out.
It's over. And it's done.
Two Americans were arrested on Sunday in Japan after one of them entered the monkey enclosure.
Okay, bring another hantavirus back with you. Get away from monkeys.
Yeah, really.
Baby macaque, who is famous because his name is Punch, and he's the one that has a stuffed animal.
Oh, he had a girlfriend, right?
Well, what happened is he was a baby, and the other monkeys rejected him.
His moms didn't even want him.
People are so R-word when it comes to stuff like that. Ridiculous. Yeah. That you know, they have to be pointed out to them what to care about. So you see this monkey with the stuffed animal, and suddenly it's like, oh, this monkey. Meanwhile, there'll be a kid sitting on the side of the road, you know. Well, maybe that's not a good idea.
Well, the kid's a crisis actor, usually.
Well, you know, like, just the way that we just, you know, go after one thing. You'll send money to
a dog with mange in Africa.
Or another country, but meanwhile, your own town's falling apart. You know, it's just...
So just to get your pictures done, these people wanted to get their picture with this little baby macaque.
Well, they're dumb, because I heard baby macaque was going to be at Greenville Comic Con this spring.
Yeah, Rob. So Rob's going to look.
Have the macaque there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, this, you mentioned,
poor little Punch.
Do they have macaque comic books?
I'm sure they do. I forgot what you just mentioned there, but it reminded me of the story of the, you know, the Cars for Kids stories.
Yes.
The jingle, you know, Cars for Kids. So a guy in California donated a car actually to the organization. And then he said he was duped because the organization is actually a Jewish organization that's out of New Jersey. And the money goes to funding trips to Israel for kids in certain camps. And he's like, hang on. I wanted my money local. I didn't know it was going to that. So a judge in California ordered the organization to take all the advertising off. All the airwaves,
that
TV, radio.
Group of people you have to watch out for. People that run foundations. You have to watch out for them.
Yep. Yeah, because you have to see how much the overhead is for the profit and where the money's going. Because
Charity Navigator, use it.
If it's, I would say a good charity is like 10% to run whatever, and then 90% goes to the people that need it.
Well, first off, the kids don't need cars. They don't.
They don't. And then Cars for Kids says, look, it explains explicitly on the website that we're a Jewish organization out of New Jersey.
And they're selling the cars for the profit.
Like, we're not trying to hide it. Well, I don't know what they're doing with the cars, but I guess maybe, or maybe scrapping them. I don't know how they get the money out of the cars.
Wow.
But like what you're saying with foundations and organizations and charities.
Oh, yeah, man.
When you leave them a big chunk of money, how are they not going to skim or misappropriate it? Now, that's called an inter-office allocation. It could be listed as whatever else for the
Ask
books.
Ask Hillary Clinton how she did it with Haiti. You look at that. Like, the Clinton Foundation gave them no money, none, and raised all that money for them and didn't cut a check one. Like, literally, to this day, never paid any money out. Like that live concert they did for California. That's that thing old Doohickey's talking about, trying to run, what's his name? He and his wife, reality stars.
Oh, you're talking about Spencer Pratt?
Yeah.
Which, like, he's second in the polls. He's going up a little bit, but...
You know, he reminds me of The Miz. I think of him as like The Miz. But, like, so many people do that stuff. And, I don't know how it continues to happen. How you can get granted a foundation without any kind of, like, backstory and suddenly put a celebrity name on it, and people just aimlessly donate money to it.
Super PACs, too. Those should really be investigated. We can start one.
Lobbyists are, you know, it's, we've known it for years, but the fact that that's so outwardly talked about is just dumb. Like, the way slush fund is just thrown around, like, ah, no big deal. It's just a slush fund.
I mean, look.
$13 billion slush fund.
Locally, I've joked that the Mark Lynch, you know, medical cocaine, those are funny commercials. But if you dig into it, when you bring up stuff that he did over 40 years ago and try to use it now, I mean, it's kind of dirty.
I think so. You know what? I saw that commercial yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? I've said before, I respect a preacher that has, like, a bad background. Like, what brought you to be a preacher?
Like Machine Gun Preacher.
I don't know that person, but I agree with you. Like, what brought you to become a pastor other than you graduated college, you went to the seminary, and then you became a preacher? Like, I don't know. I like that backstory.
Like, I want you to live what you're preaching against, you know, the whores, the drugs, running around, burning up the roads.
Yes. Tax collectors.
Yeah.
So the
isn't it weird that in the Bible, those are looked at as, like, the bad people, the tax collectors, you know? Yeah.
Meanwhile, Shakespeare wrote a whole play on it, Merchant of Venice, Pound of Flesh.
Yes, at the Globe Theater.
Well, back in the day, people would have some terrible times trying to make that
hot times,
money.
Baby.
Well, there's somebody put together the list of the best travel, summer travel destinations.
Gatlinburg.
And believe it or not, there is a place in the South that's number one, but it's nowhere in South Carolina or North Carolina.
Georgia.
Oh, give us a state. See if we can guess what it is.
It's Savannah, isn't it? Is it?
It's Georgia.
Oh. It's in Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Atlanta.
Okay. Oh, yes, it is.
Is it Atlanta?
Number one.
Because of the aquarium?
Atlanta on this list is the best budget-friendly travel destination in the U.S. this summer. Orlando came in second.
I mean, crap. You go to Six Flags, you can do that. The aquarium, I mean, and the World of Coke.
That's what I was going to say, how much it costs to get in the World of Coke.
And
now.
The zoo. What, they're about to get pandas, too.
Oh, heck yeah.
They're going to be actors.
Actors in the suit.
Then third place is Austin, Texas. Fourth is Washington. And then fifth is Honolulu.
See, people that go to Austin, Texas tell me it's like, there's like three, it's like Nashville. It's three streets and the rest of it's just burnout. Whatever.
But it's not only good Nashville. During the festival, right? Austin. Like, that's when you want to go. You're in the South by Southwest
well,
festival.
Well, I mean, you got the... there's a lot of venues, you know, concerts. You got Rogan's Mothership there.
They got Top Golf.
Comedy. They got Top Golf.
Top Golf. Hey, we got it here.
Jeremy Clemens will love Austin.
They got a Whataburger. They got a Target.
Whataburger. We had two Whataburgers on Woodruff Dam Road, and they took one.
Stop.
We used to have a Crystals, too, and they took it.
What happened?
$23.95. Oh, no, excuse me, $27.95 to get in the World of Coke. But you do get all the Coke you want to drink and...
You can charge your phone for free.
International Coke. Free charging?
Yep.
My gosh.
Well, the worst area to visit in the summertime, affordable travel destination, would be Ventura County, California, just north of Los Angeles. That includes Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, anything out there has got to be ridiculous money.
A cruise through the Strait of Hormuz?
That would be interesting.
I don't think you can cruise.
See the dolphins with the landmines on them?
They should have one of those aircraft carriers out there and have the UFC fight on the aircraft carrier in the Strait of Hormuz.
Well, look, they play basketball games on aircraft carriers. It can be done.
Yes. Do it. Do it in the Strait of Hormuz.
They played a basketball game on that ship that looked like a pig. It was called a Cruz of Matata. Do you remember that? It was a big deal. It was a college basketball game.
Another horrible place.
Yeah. The game was for real, but the Cruz of Matata does not exist.
You should sell that to somebody.
Another horrible place to go is Southern Texas. It's second to the worst.
Dude, let's open a pork restaurant called the Loin King. Come on, it's a barbecue place.
Porking in the rear.
Yeah. Simba, take your order.
Then Lansing, Michigan, Norwalk, Connecticut, and San Jose, California is a terrible place to go for summer fun.
What's there?
We didn't even make it on the list. Like, there's nothing.
We quit spending money on those.
Can we sing when you walk in? I just can't wait to eat meat.
Oh, we're lemmings to not look and see these things. Like, the people, the towns on that list pay into all this tourism money, and they get put on these lists. Greenville used to be on the list, and it was a total pay-for-play thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then what happens? Greenville gets full, mm-hmm. and they're not on the list anymore.
Because what is there to do here besides...
Go to the bridge.
Okay.
Can you cut the loaf tonight?
Once you go to the bridge, I mean...
Go get one of them good hamburgers downtown and then be on your way.
Okay, and then that's one day.
I know.
How do you make a vacation after today? After one day?
That's why I'm amazed by when people come here.
There's
they
not
go
enough
rent
to
bikes
do.
And ride. Like, why Greenville, though, you know?
I mean, it's pretty here. I'm not saying it's bad. I love it.
Downtown Greenville this week is going to be lovely with all the graduations.
Unity Park, real nice. Yeah. It's the fork in the night.
So
Brayden won't be there, but many others will.
One day you can go to the falls and then go have the best hamburger you've ever eaten, and then the next day you go to the other park. Then what's the third day? Where do you go?
I don't know.
Walk around Furman?
We don't have tours anymore.
Rest in peace, Paige said.
No, it's not Mark Furman University. That's a different place.
So we got a whole week to fill. Where do we send people?
I don't know. I'm surprised Savannah's not on there. I love Savannah,
Georgia. I do, too. That's
people love Tiny. You can go to
Tiny. Favorite place to go at Christmas time.
It is
time.
So much fun.
It's beautiful. It's fun.
It's not as
you
expensive
learn a lot.
As you would assume. The ghost tours are cool.
Love it.
They have a horse that drives people up and down the road, and he drinks beer.
If that sucker's still alive.
Well, it ain't been, but...
Don't be so negative.
Hang on a second. It's a horse that constantly drinks beer. Well, how the hell would it still be alive?
Maybe it's in moderation.
Well, look at Clydesdales.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Plus, if you feed him Beefarino, it's going to have the worst gas.
Beefarino?
They feed that horse Beefarino.
Beef?
His name's Rusty. He drinks beer, and they feed him Beefarino in Savannah.
Why would you feed a horse beef?
I don't know.
I knew Steve Areno, but I didn't know him.
Nah, he's that's any Steve anywhere.
Mr. Old School.
Steve Areno. Look it up. Rusty the horse that eats Beefarino.
I don't know this horse, that horse's name, but the horse would come up and start drinking draft beer out of your mug. And it's like, well, you're going to have the rest. I'm not going to keep drinking after a horse.
Yeah. One for you, one for me.
Let me have a sip. Oh, it tastes like a pilsner. Watch me take a big horse dump. Larry. Love the show.
I saw a horse talking like my dad.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
So the guy called the other day and he waited forever, and then we got him on and the phone kept screwing up. So Eric is on the phone. Eric's in the business with his girlfriend. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, how are we doing today?
Thank you for your patience, by the way.
Thank you.
He's been on hold for days.
Yeah, been on hold since Thursday.
All weekend.
Just sitting in the seat.
Yeah. So, last we heard, you and your girlfriend opened a business together.
Yeah. We opened up a little coffee shop.
Right.
Year and a half. You know, it's a struggle. Any new business is, but lately, I don't know. She's just been talking about shutting the whole thing down and. Kind of came out of left field on me a little bit.
You know, Eric, people don't hear the rough parts about owning a coffee shop. Like, you got to unclog the toilets after you host a big coffee crawl.
Oh, God. I never thought about that. The bathroom at a coffee shop's got to be wrecked.
Oh, especially the women's.
Oh, Beth, yeah, no, it's always, you know, coffee.
Oh, no.
You didn't know you had. But, like, it's like, you know, there's things like that no one ever thinks about, right? It's like, you know, we have an Instagram page, and so we'll post the cute little pictures and, like, you know, our little latte arts or whatever. And, you know, that's what people think about when they, you know, all that stuff. But it's like, I don't know. It felt like me and Jenna, we were building the future together, and then just bam.
Is that something that the two of you thought about for a while, opening up a coffee shop? Was that a goal?
Yeah. We've been talking about it for a while. You know, I was working corporate for a while. I had like a good little management job. You know, we had the paychecks, the benefits, the insurance. You know, really, it was like, you know, I had it, wanted, and you know, I decided to take a risk and, you know, be a little crazy. And, you know, so we opened up this coffee shop.
Right. Yeah, when people talk about, you know, following your dreams and building future together, I mean, that's pretty scary stuff. Like, it's serious, man.
Yeah, and it's,
it really is.
Yeah. You know, floating without a life jacket, you know, it's like the steady paychecks, the insurance, things that I took for granted. And it's just like now, you know, just struggling to get by and, you know, you're just, you're floating.
Yeah. That's that real talk about owning a business. I mean, you know, people, I mean, trust me, you know, I mean, it's not always, it's cracked up to be.
I don't know, but he does.
It's a pain in the damn ass.
You two know. You and Eric.
Right. And Paige.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a Bush business.
And there's a lot you don't even think about, you know, whenever it comes to businesses, you know, it's like, you know, that, like, I've got to get insurance for everybody. And then it's like something breaks. I got to worry about that. It just seems to always be something.
Yeah. And is she, you both are there like full time?
Yeah. Yeah, we're both there. I mean, it's our whole days. You know, I left the job first and because, you know, she wanted to keep her job a little bit just to, you know, keep us afloat, as, you know, have a little extra money. But, you know, we had a couple of good months in there. So she decided to leave her job and, you know, she came bored and... Yeah, we feel it.
Hmm.
God, you see any benefits from owning a business yet? Or like, it's not all bad, right? Is it? It's a brutally honest statement, but it sounds bad.
Yeah.
No, am I amusing you, buddy?
Well, I mean, you're
I'm trying to.
I know. I want to find
just a giggle
out.
Ass.
No, it's just like
senior giggle ass.
Small business ownership is not easy, right. And you got to really go out on a line to even do it, because there's a bunch of stuff you got to set up and get going, and
taxes,
stuff you don't think about, taxes. Stuff people don't talk about, you know.
And also, advertising is expensive, and
I know I bought 3 weeks here.
Necessary evil to promote your business. You have to get out there.
Yeah,
you have to be on all social media.
So what's the problem? Is everything just business? There's never any, you know, lovey-dovey?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't tell you the last time that we've had a date night, you know, and if we do happen to have time to, like, go get food a little bit, we're talking about the business. We're talking about how we're going to do payroll. We're talking about inventory. We're talking about just everything that doesn't have to do with us. And, you know, so it just... You know, it's really taken a hit on the relationship, too. It's like, you know, it doesn't feel like a romantic relationship anymore.
Yeah. So what she's saying now, like, she wants to go ahead and throw in, like, is business not doing so great? You said she's wanting to go ahead and close up shop?
Yeah, I mean, you know... You know, it's a small business in the first couple of years. So it's like we knew it was going to be a struggle. But it feels like more, and I mean, you know, I guess she doesn't like what we've become. Kind of back to like what I was saying, where like we've taken the, you know, like I said, don't feel like a relationship anymore. Like it feels like business partners.
Right.
And so you don't like that.
So what is the, what fixes this? Like you care more about her than you do the business, obviously, right? Like is there?
Yeah, obviously. Like this is our goal together. And, you know, it's weird. Like it's like our goal together is kind of what's tearing us apart. And I don't like that, you know.
Yeah.
I want to take her out on a nice date, and I want to talk about her dreams. Well, I mean, you know, we're kind of living our dreams, but, you know, I want to talk about things that have nothing to do. If we could go out once, maybe not come up once, it would be a dream.
Well,
sound
what does she like exhausted. To do other
he
than...
He sounds exhausted, doesn't he?
Other than going to eat.
He really does.
She loves to paint. You know, she used to do a lot of painting. We don't really get as much time anymore.
God, I want to draw.
She's
what?
Yeah,
I want to draw
a bath. That's what he wants to draw.
Yeah, take her downtown.
I mean, this is that's one of those things about, and you probably both like smell like coffee all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, you got coffee grounds under your nails. I don't know what happens when you're a barista, but. I mean, your relationship matters, and it sounds like that it was okay when it was you working there and not her all the time. And then you had two different things to talk about. But now it's like, you know what it is? You're up each other's butt all the time, and you literally, there's that, you know, that thing about not appreciating them because you see them all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like if you,
I mean, we're together 24/7 now. It feels like, because like we ride together to the shop. We're there all day. We ride home together. So yeah, there really is no, you know.
So is that a separation. Sign that
you picked a tough business?
Do you think that's a sign that you're not meant to be together because you can't stand being around each other all the time?
I don't think. I mean, and this is just me. I don't know if anyone is meant to be together all the time. You know, it's like...
No, probably not.
Eventually, little things that, you know, you used to think were cute...
Yeah.
Get on your nerves a little bit. And, right. You know, I think, you know, what do they say? Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Absent.
You know?
It does.
Yeah.
It don't sound like she's putting in as much as you, to be honest with you.
That's a good question, right. Too. Is she pulling her weight? You know,
I mean, she's doing her best. You know, it's, you know, she likes running the register. She likes talking with the customers and everything. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, she really is. She's great with people. You know, super friendly. Very, you know, even, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, huge smile on her face, and
she likes to be around that money. The De Niro, you know
but,
what I'm saying?
But it sounds like you need to bring the romance back into your relationship if you care about her. So take her to a museum or take her somewhere.
A museum. Boring.
Page Mary Gay.
No,
museum.
It's, downtown is a nice museum.
Which take one?
In Greenville.
Yeah.
The Children's Museum?
No, the Art Museum. Take her down there. Take her to a class. It's nice.
It's just hard, you know.
You're just not cultured. You guys.
Both of us
you
together
nothing.
Day off.
I'm not.
You said, no, listen, she likes art, right? So take her to some fine art somewhere.
Take her to Bob Jones. They have a good art museum.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They really do.
You two need to be headed for a breakthrough is what needs to happen.
Well,
I think...
Watch
me now.
Is business good? Because if business was good... You might would be looking past this, but now you're like, this business is struggling, and so is our relationship, right?
Yeah. I mean, business is fine. You know, it's like, you know, it's, you know, I'm bringing in all this, you know, money, but we're surviving. We're, you know, bills are paid.
Yeah.
Without the business, what would you do if you both quit?
Oh, yeah, you got a good job.
Start a podcast.
You know, I couldn't.
So that's not not a question right now. So you got to focus on keeping yourself together and being a couple.
Right.
So work on that.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I think it would be very difficult. There's one morning show in this country, and I can't remember where it's at, Indiana or somewhere, where it's a husband and wife have been doing a morning show for like 20 plus years. And I'm like, God bless. Like, how? How?
Usually they'll start the podcast that way.
Yeah.
With the retired people.
But then, you know, it's you both are around this stress all the time, and it's your stress because it's y'all's business, so there's never any chance to ever separate yourself from that. But
plus, we know it was her idea that you got talked into. A coffee shop, that's a real crowded space.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she actually brought it up on the first date that this is like, you know, she always dreams of like a quaint little coffee shop, you know, that, you know, so, I mean, yeah, I mean, I never thought about it. You know, I was happy. Like I said, I had a good kind of management job. I was making good money. I was, you know, benefiting all that. And
you left it.
But, you know,
a little resentfulness here?
I don't know about resentment. No, it's like, you know, I'm happy, you know, she's happy, you know, that's what I want, you know, but I want us to be us again.
Right.
It's kind of what, I mean, maybe it all comes down to.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
I don't know your situation, but this could financially ruin you. You could have no money left.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from the war zone. Paige is blowing up the toilet in there.
I'll tell you.
Just kidding. It's the
walls shaking.
It's the callrob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina. Happy birthday. Or suck it.
Suck it. I'm gonna have to call rob.com myself here soon.
Oh, what happened?
I got about three different people I'd like to sue.
Anyone, is it me? Or?
It's not a person. They're major companies.
Okay.
One company screwed me over, and the other company is like, well, they told us how they screwed you over, so we're going to screw you over, too. But it's because the third company told both of us to screw you over, so three companies are about to get sued.
Does one of them just add four different seasoning ingredients to their seasoning?
No, it's not one of those.
Okay. Happy birthday, or suck it. Okay, here we go. Paige, I was trying to stall her, but she's really,
I'm telling you,
she's got a double decker in there. I mean, not that she's pooing in the back, but she's going twice. Double header would be.
She's got her own time.
Yeah.
This is really ironic that this is coming up today, because we mentioned this fella yesterday, because I used a comeback song, one of his. Wasn't this one, though.
You know, it's hard to remember yesterday. It's really also hard to say goodbye to it.
It really is. It's so hard, baby.
I'll take with me the memories.
To say goodbye.
To be my sunshine after the rain.
To yesterday.
We're thinking about doing a Dusty Rhodes karaoke bit coming soon.
You got to. When you saw this man in concert, he did
Sam
not.
Sam Smith.
Yeah, Sam Smith. He had not recorded Unholy yet.
No.
Which is this one.
I wouldn't have supported it then. I wouldn't have allowed my daughter to listen to it.
A really odd song, but man, he's got some good songs.
Yeah.
This one's hard to watch, the video, too. He's the devil.
35.
Ooh.
I don't know, 36?
Oh, Paige, no. He's 34 years old today.
Yeah, you're cheating. You're closer than I was.
We'll move to something a little more... Well, a different tone, if you will.
Got the wall smoking.
She just got married.
Lainey Wilson.
It is Lainey Wilson. She married Duck Hodges, former Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah.
She looked pretty good in her wedding dress, too.
God, were the CMAs last night?
I think it was Sunday night.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay.
I think it was. I think Cody Johnson got Entertainer of the Year, I believe.
Can't tell you any of his songs. What an entertainer. I'm out of the loop, though. Yeah. I mean,
Ella Langley won a lot.
There she is. Wow.
There she
finally,
is.
After melting the paint off the walls in that bathroom.
I saw that Ella Langley won so many awards that she dropped one.
Really?
She couldn't hold them all.
I love her.
She'd be looking as hell.
Lainey Wilson, who was just told... Four words. I had to count them. Wait in the truck. Wait in the truck.
I forgot about that old Carl's Jr., whoever sang it with her.
Hardy. It's close. Man, she's tough to figure out. How old was Sam Smith?
34.
I'm going to go also 34.
Sounds good. 34.
By God, you're both right.
All right.
Yeah, same day, same year.
That's wild. It's the wrong song to use for her, but it's okay.
Which one do you like? Get in the truck.
She had a bunch of good ones, actually. I think she's real country.
You don't like Heart Like a Truck? It's been drugged through the mud?
It seems like somebody from Saturday Night Live has a birthday every day.
Seems like it. And there's a lot of people.
Tim Meadows.
No.
Decade.
Current cast member. But also African-American, like Tim Meadows.
I don't watch it.
Kenan Thompson.
No.
Cam Patterson. He's not that old.
Cam Patterson's hilarious. By my count, that leaves one left.
Ego Modem.
No, she left. Michael Che's birthday.
That's what I was thinking, Michael Che.
I said Ego Modem.
God dang it.
I got to reset mine when I get home.
You know what?
Right. I have my modem and my waffle maker together.
Your Ego together.
Yeah.
I don't miss a lot of cast members, but like
Ego Modem. I got modem my has. Ego Modem.
Like she was great.
She was good. Yeah.
They're funny.
Walgreens. And then Bowen Yang. God, he was good too.
He's off there too.
Bowen.
Yeah, he left.
Yeah.
See,
But he was.
Every character, obviously, because you know he's flamboyant.
Every character, I don't know what you're saying.
The same exact character, and it was just always like
he added his flamboyance to it.
Very. Michael Che, 40. He's got to be in his 40s. I'm gonna go 42.
43.
Michael Che is 43 years old. Look at that.
He's funny.
They're finished for the season too, so we'll find out here in a few months. Who's coming back?
I guess I'll go back to it in a few months.
So who got the booth? Off. You ain't going to watch it.
I ain't going to watch it.
I just got tired
week.
Of it. It just got.
You said it was not good this week, so I'm not going to watch it. Why I generally kind of go with you on SNL. We kind of agree on the same things that are funny or not.
Watch the first bit, the cold open, they call it, and then watch Paul McCartney. Yeah. But the other stuff, even the bit with the Weekend Update, the bits back and forth, the jokes back and forth, wasn't that good this time?
Mm. I saw something with a girl that has a mullet, and I didn't think that was funny.
Because she's got a mullet.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
You might not get this, but Miss Waylon's boy. It's his
Shooter.
Birthday. Shooter's birthday.
You might not get that. Oh, come
Shooter's
on.
Full. Did you save some room for dessert? Nope. Shooter's full.
Shooter's full. Star of, one of the stars from Punisher Season 2.
Oh, good show. Because
he's in the background of the
right?
ball playing.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's just him and the band.
Is that on that started already?
Oh, that's like 10 years old at this point.
I know. What is the new one? The Punisher's.
Oh, there's a new movie out.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Is he in his 50s? I want to say that he is, but I don't know that. So I'm
not struggle. Shooter.
49, like Paige's favorite sex Earth. Position. I mean, your football team.
This is the position. It's where you dig for gold.
Okay. Ew.
Feel free to use that one.
Ew.
Kick it. What's your favorite position? 49.
Because hairball stuck. It's from your beard.
Shooter's 47.
40?
Look at that.
Sorry. I was going to say 47.
I knew you were.
So when I got triple.
I tried to figure out Struggle's lineage. He's a cousin, I think, right?
I don't know that he's really related, is he?
I don't know. I have to figure that one out.
Post Malone and Carl are not related. I did look not. That one up.
They are
cousins. They look alike.
They do talk alike, oddly enough.
Oh, wow.
We got two
ballers. Right, Jimmy Kimmel.
We got two ballers back to back. The first one.
Ballers?
The youngest. Oh, yeah, two ballers back to back. The youngest one was a Minnesota Timberwolf.
Kevin Garnett.
It is Kevin Garnett.
Wow.
It was a Malden Maverick for a little bit, and then it was whatever Farragut Academy is.
Farragut.
Is he still playing?
No.
Miss X may know who the Farragut Academies are, but
he's an actor now.
Yep.
He's in Uncut Gems.
He was good in that. What a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Sandler was good. Should have been nominated. I don't think he was.
You know, he's a guy that needed to do a movie like that to prove that he wasn't just, you know, fart movies and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was a good role for him.
You got to get out there and diversify.
Ba, 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 ba.
KG.
I know. Let's see.
We'll tell you he's from Greenville.
95 was his rookie year. That was 3 years. Big birthday?
It is a big birthday.
He is 50.
Paige, 50. Will you agree?
He's in the club.
He is in the club.
He is in the club. KG's 50 years old.
50. Wow.
50 years old.
Big week for that.
Now we'll keep it going. For a bad boy.
Man. Puff Daddy.
No.
Mace.
Remember I said two ballers back to back.
Oh.
He was a bad boy piston.
Chuck Person.
No.
Dennis Rodman.
No.
John Sally.
Nope. I'm going to watch you go through the roster, see if you get it.
Joe Dumars.
No.
Initials.
That'll give it away.
Oh, come on. I can't do the whole thing in my head.
Think of the enforcer of those teams.
Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer's birthday.
Oh, good.
He was the coach.
That's the biggest smile I've ever seen.
Iron Man.
Nobody liked Laimbeer. They definitely didn't want to play against him.
The face mask. What a prick he was.
He went to coach in the WNBA for a little bit.
What?
Yeah. He coached the Detroit Shock for a little bit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. That's when nobody paid attention to WNBA.
Not like now, boy.
Now it's on fire. Big time.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. They got some good good players. They got Sophie. Sophie got a block. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Finally. She blocked me from social media.
Everybody has.
She might as well get it. I know. Sean Ross Sapp.
Yeah.
I'll say your name Southern as hell for blocking me.
Upstate Barbers.
Who blocking me? Local businesses. If you cut hair, quit blocking me.
Seinfeld.
Freaking. Sean Ross Sapp. Herbie.
She didn't block you. You contacted her on the wrong one. That's what I heard.
Dude, if I could have one to take back. Herb Street, man, please unblock me. If you can get to Herbie, tell him. So look,
Herbie,
please unblock me. That's the one I would.
Actually, I don't see why people block you. I enjoy you on social media. I mean, really, he's funny.
Is it the pictures I share? Like, hey, look at this chick, compromising position.
I'll be honest with you. I've sent worse things than you've ever sent me. To you?
I know Paige will send all kinds of stuff, like pics of things Madman used to sell. But real life pictures of him.
Drugs.
No.
Drugs.
I don't do that.
Bill Laimbeer is 63.
64.
Bill Laimbeer is 69.
Oh, Bill.
69.
God bless.
I'm going to give you.
Is Bill Cartwright still alive?
He is still alive. He's still with us.
Bless. He looked like 70 when he played for the Bulls.
This fellow was a New Orleans Saint. Who comes to mind first when you think of the Saints? I think you'll get it in three guesses.
Okay. George Rogers?
No.
Drew Brees.
Now remember, we're going in order here. Laimbeer was 69.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Archie Manning.
Archie Manning's birthday, the father of the Manning dynasty.
The goat of football DNA.
The dynasty.
I mean, think about that. His loins.
Now, look, you got obviously Peyton and Eli, and Cooper played college for a little bit.
Yep.
You got Arch at Texas.
Yeah.
Now, you watch videos of Marshall. Marshall's looking good.
Yeah.
He's tearing through the ranks.
Yeah. That pressure, though, man. That pressure. I mean, they had a cousin that played basketball, Danny Manning.
And you know what?
Not really.
They had another cousin that was going to go into athletics, but he got diverted and went to adult films.
Oh, who's that?
Mick Manning.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so.
Yeah, he's dropping all kind of stuff.
Yes, much. That was, if you knew that one,
if you know,
loving it.
You know, and I hate people who say that.
But Marshall looks like he's going to have a lot of offers, man.
81 or 82, Paige?
83.
Archie Manning is 77 years old today.
Wow.
Whoops, that was all wrong.
Wow.
Let me tell you this. I gotta cut this one real quick because we're gonna skip Pete Townsend, accusations.
Oh well, accusations.
He was doing research, he says.
Yes.
But we do have happy heavenly birthdays. We got a good many of them. Start with Peter Mayhew.
Chewbacca.
Yeah, he was Chewbacca. His last name's not Matthew with an accent.
Mayhew.
He would have been 82 years old today. No particular order, by the way. Andre the Giant. Anybody want to bring up? He would have been 80 years old today. They just named a road after him, right? In North Carolina. I'm pretty sure they did.
No, for real?
I think they did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Malcolm X would have been 101 years old today.
Wow.
It's odd that this comes up because obviously I knew earlier, but I forgot about it. Nicole Brown Simpson would have been 67 years old today.
It's so weird how that happens, man. You just mentioned somebody out of the blue, and then it's their birthday.
67. Dusty Hill. Would have been 77 years old today.
Happy birthday, baby.
Remember he was on King of the Hill? He was Hank's cousin. Nobody believed they were related. At the end of the episode, Dusty shows up.
Man, I didn't watch that show that much.
You puss!
Oh, I didn't watch Beavis and Buffcoat either.
Buffcoat and Beavis. And Joey Ramone would have been 75 years old today.
God, do you imagine he gets to blow out the candle and his freaking front of his hair catches on fire because it was always in his eyes.
I told you the wrong one. That's Joey Ram 1, the adult film.
Oh, Joey
star.
Ram 1. Happy birthday. Okay. Happy birthday. I thought it was Ramone.
Ramone Pony.
Ramone. Richard Ramone. All right.
God, we had to skip Marshmallow. even though he's 34 years old.
Oh.
God, Sam Smith, Laney Wilson, Marshmallow, all 34.
Big day for musicians.
We couldn't even get to Dario Franchitti. He's 53. I'm sorry, Rob. Call Rob.com.
He's an F1 driver.
He loves open wheel racing at Rob and Aria.
Oh, he does. He does.
He's good at it.
he also loves racing to the courtroom to defend your case. How about that?
But not speeding to do it.
Oh, no. Nope. No.
He does drive with one leg hanging out of his sunroof.
Wow.
The sunroof.
Right on top.
The guy's very flexible.
How the hell does that happen?
I don't know. You should see him, though. He lost a flip-flop the other day. Tom Hanks found it.
Was he driving down?
Tom Hanks found it. Put a picture of it on Instagram. Tom Hanks is a weirdo. I'm telling you. Mark my words.
I don't want to believe it, but I'm Forrest Gump.
I'm telling you. Something's up with him. There has been for a while. You
That's
watch
a
it
shame.
Unfold. Is that what's going to be Matt Man's conspiracy mystery tomorrow? No.
No.
Tomorrow's going to be one of those...
It'd be a good one, though.
Tomorrow's going to be one of those, and it's not me gloating, but it's going to be one of those, I told you so. You heard this about a year and a half ago on this very show, what I told you. I told you so. It's not pandas were really midgets dressed in costumes. That did happen at a real Japanese zoo. People thought that was a conspiracy.
Yeah,
no, it really
they
happened.
Were, they were real people, not bears.
They were in costumes because they couldn't get pandas from China.
You know, if you listen to the show like you're supposed to, we don't even have to tell you what it's about. You already know.
You already know. Jeremy Clements knew last
God,
night.
He did.
He knew about it.
And he was H too. So he just went down a slide. So he was, he was feeling pretty good.
Oh yeah, not heroin.
No, he's got a slide at his pool.
Oh, fun.
Must be ribbed or something.
He must be.
He says he gets horny from riding down his slide.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe we get him to call in tomorrow and we hear him go down the slide.
He's not going to Charlie yet, so might as well.
Yeah. It makes his dick trickle.
Poor Jerry.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Watch. What's the other thing tomorrow? Paige's social media drama. She told us about all
that. Oh, yeah. Big. Something big going on.
Yeah. Something big on Paige's social media drama.
Big.
Turns out it's all AI, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.